have any Madonna references to throw in here. I'm sorry.
You relate
Material
to all
Girl,
the people.
Maybe that's all I can say.
Oh, my goodness. But you would talk about anything. We know that for sure. Yes. Well, congratulations. Again, reelected this week by the voters of Rock Hill. Three candidates. You all three laid out what your plan was for the city, and the voters had the final say. So, Mayor, what does that tell you a little bit about the job you did the last 4 years? What do you do for the next 4 years, and how do you continue to climb that mountain instead of just being complacent?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, this early in the morning for this, Lucas. Thank you.
Want some coffee?
You know, yes. You know, I do think the election was a validation of what we've done over the last 4 years. I do take that as a validation that the people of Rock Hill and me and the city council and city employees worked hard and we're happy with what happened. I think it's also an affirmation that we're on the right track here as a community, that we, you know, include being more inclusive, being more, having more people at the table, and looking at us as a community as a whole and how we further our cause. I think there's an affirmation in that vote, but more importantly, I think there was a challenge given to us for the next 4 years to keep it up and to make sure we're thinking maybe a little bit further down the road than we've been used to thinking and getting things done, the Southside Tax Increment District being the primary one now, but what's to follow. So I'll be spending the next few months thinking through that and working through it, but I got some ideas.
Well, let me ask you this. Yes. I mean, as mayor, you play many roles. You wear many hats, right? From being the visionary to picking up the phone and just, hey, what's up, Panthers? And, you know, leading to really awesome things for not only the city of Rock Hill, but throughout York County and South Carolina. And you also find time to support local things, and you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. I saw you yesterday picking up one of your signs on the Catawba Bridge, and I wanted to honk, but then I'm like, oh,
my jump.
Scare you. That's right. But I mean, that resonates, I think, with all of us to see your authenticity.
Well, thank you. You know, the people of Rock Hill have been good to me. I moved here when I was 13 years old, didn't know a soul, and was just welcomed in and loved on and raised up, and just feel like, you know, I'll never be able to give back enough to what I've received from the people of Rock Hill, especially opening up our own law firm and building it. And, you know, the people have just been good to me, so it's hard for me not to reciprocate every chance I get.
Mayor Geddes, this week, the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce have held a series of candidate forums in the city of York, Fort Mill, and Tiga K. And a majority of these forums, the questions asked to the mayor candidates or the city council candidates was about working with other cities outside of their own. You kind of alluded to that a minute ago, and also working with the county. How important is that to folks that maybe don't work or live in those kind of political circles?
Sure.
And what does that look like for us in the next 4 to maybe 10 years?
Well, I can tell you, I work a lot with Mayor Gwen Savage in Fort Mill and David O'Neill in Tiga K and Mike Fuser. And I don't know Mike as well in York. He's really on top of it, and we talk, but we haven't had a chance because of our schedules to catch up. And Greg Holmes in Clover. We used to, before the pandemic, we'd get together about 4 times a year, just the mayors. We'd close the doors and we'd just talk. And I get emails from others, and I send emails to others about how are we going to make sure we protect the Catawba River, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, Tiga K's got a role in that. Fort Mill's got a role in that. We've got a role in that. Well, the last thing we want, you know, we just discovered maybe 10 years ago that, hey, that's an asset. Right.
Yeah.
And now everybody wants to tube down it, and it's
how
wonderful.
It's changed, right?
How it's changed. It's wonderful. But we can't get it can't let it get trashy.
No. You know,
we can't let things bad happen out there. And that's going to take Tiga K, Fort Mill, and Rock Hill recognizing and working that, and we are and have been for the last several years. So that's one instance where the mayors really work well together. I enjoy their company. I think they put up with me well enough. And we'll continue to do that. Talked to a candidate for mayor of Tiga K just yesterday, and I think she's going to do a great job and look forward to working with her as well.
Another thing that was a very big hot button, if you will, with the forums, recreational fun, parks, recreation, outdoor space. What do you see here in Rock Hill? And how does that, again, sort of extend beyond just the city of Rock Hill, but to include the whole state?
Yeah, well, you know, Rock Hill's known for our parks, and we're going to build some more. We're going to start a new regional park on the south side of Rock Hill within the next year, probably a second park over near the Main Street area going out towards the interstate in that area. So we're going to keep doing what we do. And all the people of York County can use all the parks in York County. So if you live in TK or if you live in the unincorporated area, you can come use our parks. Funding for that is not what it should be, and we'd like to see some more assistance in that. And I know especially TK and TK and York and Clover really need to see that change a little bit. So we work with them as best we can in advocating for that change, and we'll have to continue to do so. Mm.
Well, congratulations again to Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes, reelected this week by the voters in the city. And we've got another 4 years of moving forward. And, you know, it's an exciting time. But, Mayor, you made a good point where you sometimes just think, or maybe the average resident thinks in four-year increments, you all now need to think 10, sometimes 20 years out. In fact, that was another one question that was asked to all the candidates. What's the 10-year-plus plan? Because it really is. You're setting in motion for future councils and mayors and everything else. You want to set them up for success.
That's right. And that's, you know, that's something we're going to be thinking a lot about. To me, what we've created a great economy in Rock Hill. We've got wonderful parks. We've got all the things that make us a livable city.
And an American city.
And an all-American city. That's right.
For the second time, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Baby. Two times.
What we've got to recognize, I think, as a community is we've got to be known for more than that. And I think for us to recognize the promise that we have as a community, it's got to be that we become a community that is invested in education, not just K through 12 schools, but we've got an HBCU, a technical college, Winthrop University. We've got our school district, Rock Hill School District 3, but we as a community don't support education as much as we should, I think. And until we do that, we're always going to be struggling with making sure we can stay ahead of the curve.
And what does that look like, real quick? Like, how do we continue to support education more than maybe volunteering at our child's school or the neighborhood school?
That's the million-dollar question.
Okay.
That
we'll
do a lot of thinking about and talking about and start sitting down with people. Because, quite honestly, education is the silver bullet. Mm-hmm. It is the thing that changes everything. Mm-hmm. We know that. I mean, that's not an argument. That's a given.
That's how minds are shaped. Yeah. Because education expands, it asks the questions, and then there is the ability to have a family and create income and live the American dream right here.
That's right.
So a lot of things to consider.
That was the concept behind Knowledge Park, right?
That's right.
We educate our kids here in Rock Hill, wherever they go to college, specifically if they go here locally, then they don't feel like they have to move to bigger cities. Because the tech jobs and the jobs of the future are right here. That's the whole concept of Knowledge Park.
We have 50,000 people a day drive to Charlotte for work. There's no reason for that. Mm-hmm. We just need the right jobs here, and they'll stay here. Mm-hmm. We can't get the right jobs here if we can't do the right jobs. That's where education comes in and why it's such an important thing for us not to focus so much on K through 12, though that's what we have to do. It's everything around that supports our educational system so we can be that city we know we can be.
Well, busy to-do list ahead.
Fun times.
You and the council and city management are up for the challenge, and we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you all.